Welcome to the second episode of Connecting Healthcare IT, a podcast dedicated to bringing people together across the healthcare continuum. In each episode, our guests will share their take on a timely and relevant topic that we hope will bring value to our listeners. Today, we're thrilled to have iMethod's VP of Client Results, Trip Drotty, joining us to share his views on the importance of building relationships in business. Trip has more than 30 years of experience in leading national sales activities and developing lasting partner relationships. He's known for building teams that get results and deliver world-class customer service. He's held numerous IT solution leadership roles and plays a key role in driving iMethod's client relationships. Trip started the iMethod's Healthcare Education Summit program in 2015, a series of semi-annual events that exemplify what we're talking about today, bringing people together to share ideas and solve problems in today's increasingly complex healthcare environment. Trip, welcome. Thank you for joining our podcast series.
Hello, Stephanie. Thank you for having me. I am always honored and thrilled to have a chance to speak. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Trip, we talk a lot at iMethods about why relationships are so important. Why do you think that this is especially true in the healthcare IT space?
Well, it's important in all of business to build good relationships so that clients can rely on their partners to provide solutions. But I will say and submit to you that I think it's even more important in healthcare IT, and I'll explain why. I believe that, you know, many of the IT professionals in hospitals and healthcare systems have kind of grown up in that whole clinical world. So they used to hold other jobs. Many of them were clinical jobs. And what I mean by that is they were nurses or had some other role within the hospital. So by nature, these people that are in IT today are really caring people. They care about patients. They care about each other. They care about really, you know, providing great service to their constituents, which are the nurses, the doctors, and ultimately the patient. So because of that, I believe it's critical to build good, lasting, trusting relationships with these folks. And they're really open to having those kinds of conversations with us. But I will say that it really comes from a kind of a position of trust. You have to have that trust in order for you to be able to build a solid relationship.
That's so true. In the sales organization, as their leader, and really bringing all the experience you offer to the company and to our clients and our team, what do you see as some of the most critical aspects of building strong partnerships with client organizations?
Yeah, that's a good question, Stephanie. I think it is just a continuation of what I was just talking about and that whole concept of trust. So I think most clients in the healthcare space will give you an opportunity. They will let you have the opportunity to support them and serve them. But ultimately, you have to have that trust. And how you build that trust, in my opinion, is showing them that you can do the job. So you have to demonstrate an expertise and proficiency in what you do. And I believe iMethods brings that to the table. We have a team of experts, subject matter experts, and really every aspect of clinical IT, most experts in all of those areas and those modules, regardless of EMR. And so we bring those things to the table. And because of that, I believe we build the trust that's necessary in order for somebody to continue to use us and then rely on us to help them, you know, finish projects and get those done. So that's really where that comes. You can build a relationship, but unless you deliver with the right kinds of people, with the right kinds of skill sets to help them meet their goals, then you get one shot and you're out.
Right. So it sounds like it's a combination of personality, relationship building, and of course, delivery of quality resources.
It is. Yeah. Quality is absolutely key to that. You can't just deliver a resource. You have to deliver a quality resource for which we have a defined model that we follow so that we not only you know, recruit and screen and get the right people on our team for specific projects, but we maintain that throughout. You know, the other thing too, I was thinking about Stephanie and how you asked the question about relationships. Is it because of relationships or is it because of our ability to deliver? I think it's a both. And I was thinking about how important that personality component is. And so if you break it down, in my view, we hire at iMethods great people who really care about people. Our team cares about our clients. Our team just loves service. They love serving people. And you can see that's evident in their communities. And because we're nationwide, where we have staff members and, you know, throughout the country. So in the communities in which they live, you can tell they support their communities. They serve others. They're just great neighbors. And that translates into just being great professionals working for our company and iMethods, providing great service to our clients.
Great point. Yeah, it's all of those things. And you have to do it everywhere, right? As you noted, across the country, everyone follows the same model. So speaking of trust and relying on partnerships, the last year and a half has been a struggle for all business, especially the healthcare space. Hospitals have been hit pretty hard with both waves of COVID patients, financial implications due to having to shut down elective surgeries, and it goes on and on. So they're still struggling, you know, managing wave after wave of these COVID surges while all the time working to balance the need to keep the lights on, keep progress in their IT initiatives and their day-to-day moving forward so that they can innovate. They can look to a day when this is not consuming so much of their resources. How does the iMethods team help the organizations navigate the challenges, and really where do relationships come into play?
Yeah, that's a good question, Stephanie. You know, what's interesting is, you know, during COVID, we had to make it up as we went. The reality is this has not ever happened in the history, you know, in the modern history of our nation. So, or world for that matter. So what we had to do is invent as we go. So we relied on our basic core beliefs, which we just talked about, which is we want to serve. So how do we serve? Well, one of the best ways to serve during the pandemic we found was to connect people. So what we did is in the beginning of the pandemic, we hosted weekly calls, which were called best practices calls. And then what would happen is during these best practices calls, we would bring clients together and have them share their experiences, things that they were working on to serve the needs of the patient community, you know, completely changing the hospitals in which, you know, they were had normal ICUs. Now they had, you know, COVID ICUs. Then they changed everything, dropping, of course, elective surgeries and then, you know, reallocating resources. So anyway, these best practices calls were a great way for them to share with each other what they were doing in their own health system to, you know, meet these challenges. So that was one way. And then we just increased communication, email communication. We have a couple of listservs that we have that we manage, and we increased that. We increased, you know, posts on, you know, social media. We increased, you know, opportunities on our website for people to communicate with each other. Really, we did that. Plus, we have a unique opportunity at iMethods. It's called the iMethods Healthcare Education Summit that we stayed true to during this time. We held a couple of summits during the COVID time that we brought people together. They were virtual, which we had never done before. We had always met in person, brought people together from different health systems. And this was the first time we actually did remote summits, which were very successful. But there was a learning curve for us. We had no idea how to do, you know, everything from audio and video to, you know, all these things. Thank goodness there's technology out there we could leverage. But it was important for us to keep the summits going and communicate with others, especially folks that didn't participate in the best practices calls. We had this forum in which we could communicate.
Yes, Tripp, the virtual summits were a big pivot for iMethods to move into an unfamiliar territory, and it was a quick learning curve for sure to bring folks together in a way that was really all that was available to us at the time. It gave us a chance to broaden our reach and broaden our agenda to cover more topics, because it's just the nature of the virtual environment. But it was, you know, a big lift, as it was for much of the healthcare industry. So can you tell us a little bit about both iMethods moved to the virtual environment, as well as what you've been seeing in the market overall?
Sure, absolutely. Well, it was really interesting because, as I mentioned, you know, these were virtual. So this is the first time that we have done this. We opened the invitation to really anybody who wanted to participate. So it wasn't just our customers and our clients who we know and work with. It was for anybody. And what we found is there were many hospital clients that wanted to learn from others, and they just joined in, which was great because it gave them the opportunity to listen, learn, participate, ask questions. And, you know, some common themes kind of came out of that. One of those, of course, as you can imagine, was telehealth. Today, telehealth is common vocabulary for all of us. We talk about telehealth all the time. The problem is, or the challenge at that time was, you know, telehealth was not a thing. The technology was there, but wasn't being used by many of our clients. So the ability to have a patient visit remotely was not there. So hospitals had to scramble to still meet the needs of their patient community. And how did they do that? They did this through telehealth. Of course, there were government things that kind of freed that up and allowed for reimbursements. That was kind of a showstopper prior to the pandemic, but that helped. And then, you know, they quickly adapted. IT departments and hospitals quickly adapted to be able to do that and host, you know, physician and mid-level patient clinic visits, for lack of a better way to say it, you know, via computer and through a mobile device. So that was terrific. So that was a theme that kind of came through, and other themes as well that we saw through the pandemic, like how do they deal with, you know, coming back online with elective surgeries? That was a big deal on how to figure out, how do you schedule now elective surgeries and who takes priority? Is it the patient that was, you know, the one that we said we're closed to, you know, in the beginning, or is it the one that's presenting with more urgent symptoms? Those are the kinds of you know, questions and decisions that had to be made. So that we helped kind of usher through. In fact, we even offered some services around, you know, the surgical services, you know, trying to get them back up and running where they needed some support and help to do that. So that's another theme that came up. There were many that came up during that time that were new. I can't help it. I don't want to let this segment go, Stephanie, without mentioning the patient experience. So if you think about it for a second, the patients that were there in the hospital, especially the patients that were suffering from COVID, they were not allowed to have family members in the hospital. They couldn't, you know, have a loved one by their side holding their hand and helping them through. They were isolated, and they, even though they had great nurses and they had great people around them, it still wasn't the same. So hospitals around the country rigged up all kinds of ways for patients to communicate with their family members. From a simple device like I'll mention an iPhone, you know, that a nurse would be able to call a family member on an iPhone and put them on, you know, FaceTime and hold that up to the patient, and a family member could communicate. That's simple, and that was being done all over the country, and that was new, right? That never been done before. To, you know, we experienced in a lot of hospitals where they had carts that they rigged, you know, in even, you know, IV towers, they rigged with, you know, an iPhone and then a monitor and then a microphone. And then all these things that were innovative, they just rigged to try to help patients communicate with family members during this really tough time. So that was something that was really a theme during the pandemic, and people were scared, and this was a way to really solve for that. And the IT departments had to just punt, and they created all these things out of this tragedy.
So in what other ways does the iMethods team connect with its stakeholders, Trip? Is it just the clients, or do you have similar models related to consultants and even internal staff?
That's a great question. We do that for all, meaning we have communication models that we use for our consultant community, which is vital to our health, of course. And it's vital to making sure that our consultant community knows that we are there for them as well. So we have a model that we follow, a communication model that is robust, and we believe it really engages the consultant with us and us with them. So we follow that very closely. It includes all kinds of things from, you know, recognizing them on anniversaries, birthdays. It also includes all kinds of communication. We actually send gifts to our consultants regularly, and we do lunch and learns with them. You know, many of our consultants are experts at what they do, and they are really at the forefront, at the tip of the spear in healthcare today, and they're delivering great solutions for our customers and thus the industry. So we ask them to carve out a little bit of time and come share with our team and anybody else that wants to join, what they're doing, how they do it, and how it really impacts our customers in a positive way. So we do that all the time. And then internally, we have a real regular cadence around communication and recognition and rewards. We do that internally with recognizing team members who display our six core values. That is a regular weekly thing in our shop, and we do that because we care about each other and we want to recognize each other for really just going above and beyond their regular day-to-day job and really helping others.
So all of this connectivity and all this communication is fantastic and certainly drives the building of relationships with all of iMethod stakeholders. But I think one of the biggest and most successful programs that the company has really ever initiated is its Summit program, which you started in 2015. And it is really just a unique opportunity to bring people together. Could you tell us a little bit about the genesis of the summits, how they've evolved, what we're doing now, and really what the benefit is both to the attendees and to the company, because it's really a unique forum for engagement and collaboration.
It really is, Stephanie. Our Summit concept really started, as you mentioned, in 2015, and that was born out of just a casual conversation with one of our customers. We were talking, it was a CIO customer of ours, and I was sitting around having a conversation with her, and she said, gosh, wouldn't it be great if we just brought people together? Because I know there are others in the state and in the state that she lives in and works in, there's a fairly tight knit, healthcare community across the state. And most people knew each other anyway. That was the first summit that we held. So I asked her, of course, would she host it? And she did. And we brought people from around the state to join in. And it was a huge success. I mean, it was standing room only for folks that wanted to participate in that. And what happened was we were bringing people together in some cases that never knew each other before. In many cases, not only didn't know people from the other health systems that did the same job, but a lot of people met people from their own health system that they didn't know before. So the summits were, providing great value. And then we built on that start and started creating these in-person events. We expanded, of course, outside the state. We started inviting people from other states that had, similar technology. And then we've just, that has just continually grown over the years to our last summit that was held in November of 2021, where we had folks come from all over the country. We had speakers come from all over the country. We had different tracks. We had a track with one EMR in one room. We had a track in another room with other speakers with different technology. It was just a great opportunity to bring people together, to connect them to each other and network. In a safe place where they could talk and share best practices. There were no EMR vendors present. And not that we don't like the EMR vendors, we of course do, but this is an opportunity for them to come and listen to each other and again, learn from each other. And then I love seeing the aha moments that is inevitable at every summit. And that's where people recognize, I need to speak to that person. And you can see them. They can't wait for the session to end so they could go speak to the speaker because they do the same job at their health system. That's exciting. That's really the reward for us at iMethods, and our entire team that puts this together from marketing to delivery to our sales organization, which is called Client Results. Everybody in the company comes together to make these successful. And that's the reward for us, being able to help people connect and share experiences together and grow together. That's our ultimate goal.
Well, I think that, having been there myself, it was a tremendous success and folks walk away with new relationships. One of the things that I think makes it successful is that, to your point, the vendors aren't there, but even iMethods as a vendor is not there in that way. We're simply facilitating. We don't have any of our own people speaking. We're bringing people together from other places so they can learn from their peers in different organizations. So I think that's kind of a big differentiator for us in terms of not self-promoting, but simply facilitating. And people appreciate that. So thank you for starting the program. It's been a lot of fun to sort of pick up and run with it. And it's continuing to grow and has a great deal of momentum. My favorite part after this last summit in Cleveland was to have people come ask when they could host one. So that's sort of the ultimate compliment. So yes, we are really thrilled. And that's just a perfect illustration of how iMethods brings people together, whether they're client partners, not yet clients, consultants, our internal team. It's really sort of an opportunity to bring people together, connecting healthcare IT, just the nature of this podcast, in a way that allows us to move the industry forward, support people where they need it. This has been a difficult couple of years, and we're finding that some of the needs are greater than ever before because they've had so many challenges, and really plugging in and being available to help our health system partners really solve problems that they don't have the bandwidth to do on their own. So it's been a great, crazy couple of years, but I think ultimately we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and keeping those relationships strong throughout this time and going forward is going to be critical to both our success, but of course to the success of our clients. So thank you again so much for joining us today. This is great insights, and of course, you know, you are the master of relationship building and have put together a team that is, to your point, inherently good at it. We hire carefully, but also really eager to serve. And I think those are the two things that really set this group apart. So thank you again for sharing your wisdom, and we'll look forward to perhaps hosting you on a future episode of Connecting Healthcare IT.
You're welcome, Stephanie. Thanks for having me. It's been great fun. And everybody in the shop knows, don't give me a platform to talk. Now, don't do it, because I always run over. So hopefully we stayed on time today. And I just love sharing with others. So thank you for having me. Appreciate it.